The funds were generated through the sale of the Wyoming governor's complimentary big game licenses, and it is a notable benchmark for the coalition, with license revenues exceeding all prior years of fundraising. Governor Mark Gordon said the record amount of funding raised in 2020 is a clear indication of just how much people value Wyoming's wildlife, and that he's grateful for the contributions from hunters for projects that sustain our state's iconic species, as well as the organizations who put these funds on the ground. Each year, the coalition, which is made up of a number of Wyoming-based wildlife conservation organizations, as well as the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, is tasked with marketing and selling the governor's complimentary big game licenses as authorized by state statute. When licenses are sold, the revenue is solely dedicated to wildlife conservation, with 90% of the proceeds going back to the coalition and the remaining 10% staying within the selling organization. Governor Gordon refined the allocation in 2020 to cut administrative costs, resulting in the availability of an additional $110,000 to dedicate to important on-the-ground work and additional project funding for wildlife. The coalition allocates the funds for a variety of wildlife conservation projects through committees that focus on wildlife species-specific initiatives, elk, mule deer, bighorn sheep, and an all-wildlife committee. Projects are diverse, including habitat improvements, conservation easements, research, and projects to facilitate wildlife movements across roadways. Since the coalition was formed in 2003, the group has funded over $9.8 million in conservation projects. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.